USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A vote on the $1 trillion infrastructure package among three major bills expected to come to the House floor this week.
I promised that we would bring the bill to the floor. That was according to the language that those who wanted this to be brought to the floor tomorrow wrote into the rule.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on ABC's This Week says the spending bill will be less than $3.5 trillion. That was proposed by the Biden administration in part because some Democratic lawmakers have said they won't support that. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he would hire any Border Patrol agents if they're fired by the Biden administration after several top White House officials said the Department of Homeland Security would investigate pictures of agents on horseback blocking Haitian illegal immigrants from entering the U.S. Governor Abbott saying they wouldn't have been in that situation had the Biden administration enforced immigration laws. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a deadly Amtrak derailment that has shut down service between North Dakota and Montana.
At least three people have been declared dead and multiple injured after an Amtrak train derailed on Saturday afternoon in north central Montana. The Empire Builder train, which departed from Chicago for Seattle, derailed near the small town of Joplin. Amtrak spokesman Jason Abrams said in a statement. Abrams said that multiple people were injured. One of the passengers helped others out of the train.
I was able to pop my window out and climb out and help other people up. And then we sat until we got some ladders and we got people down.
Seven of the train's 10 cars were reported to have derailed. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Passengers were taken by buses to hotels to stay the night, and a grocery store and church provided food. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know.
Dozens of Massachusetts state troopers have submitted their resignations ahead of a deadline to comply with the state's mandatory COVID-19 vaccination mandate. Epic Times reports it comes as a Massachusetts Superior Court judge rejected a union's request to delay the vaccine mandate. The State Police Association of Massachusetts had filed a lawsuit last week saying the deadline would cause troopers irreparable harm and sought more time to negotiate the terms and conditions of their employment. New York City's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for teachers and other Department of Education staffers is on pause after a federal judge late Friday granting a request to temporarily block it. Plaintiffs, who were a group of teachers, asked for a temporary injunction pending review by a three-judge panel on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. The panel will now decide whether to impose an injunction pending appeal or allow the mandate to take effect. Also, federal judges granting injunctions in two more Tennessee counties against the enforcement of Republican Governor Bill Lee's executive order, which required school districts to allow parents to opt their children out of school mask mandates. Two U.S. district court judges blocked the governor's order from being enforced in Knox and Williamson County. This comes after a federal judge temporarily blocked the enforcement of an order in Shelby County. Clemson tumbling to number 25 in the latest AP College football poll, snapping its streak of 97 straight weeks in the top 10. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.